This Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by BiPro, instant whey protein isolate supplements. BiPro is the ultimate whey protein isolate for those who want to build or maintain muscle mass. Order BiPro at BiProUSA.com. I'm Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power, and right now with Coach Gentry. He's the head strength and conditioning coach at Virginia Tech. Coach, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Ed.
Really nice. Let me add that it was a really nice presentation that you just gave up at the team meeting room here at the University of Tennessee's football complex. If you could, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got at Virginia Tech, and how things are going up there.
Well, things are going great at Virginia Tech. We've had a lot of success there over the years, and I actually came to Virginia Tech from East Carolina University in 1987, and I've been there ever since. Always as a head strength and conditioning coach, and have assumed other responsibilities as well.
And then what was it that really triggered you to get into this profession?
Well, I was already actively training and lifting and competing in powerlifting, and really in the mid-70s there, strength coaching was only beginning. So I actually read a book when I was in college called The Strongest Shall Survive, written by Bill Starr. He's an icon, pioneer in our business and our industry, and it really motivated me to want to become a strength coach. And I really pursued that as I went into high school coaching, went to University of North Carolina, and they had a program in strength and conditioning, so I just kind of worked my way into that program and stayed in the field that I love.
Yeah, Coach, what would you say would be your most demanding or challenging aspect of the job?
It's a long hours job, and it's a grind, and you have to be able to stand the grind. So I think that you're going to give up a lot of things, and some of those things are holidays, and you're going to be away from home at football games when you travel with them, with the football team, or if you're with basketball, other sports. If you're traveling with teams, you're going to give up a lot of your time, and you're going to give up a lot of weekends. And when that accumulates over courses of years, that's a lot of time that you're going to put into this. I have a little saying that I think that the three most important things for a strength coach are a good sense of humor, a good supply of coffee, and a great pair of shoes.
Interesting. Coach, what kind of advice would you give to a young coach, young guy, young gal wanting to get into this profession?
Be aware of the requirements of the profession, or be aware that the limitations of numbers of jobs available. There's only so many universities and so many positions. It's very competitive to get into those positions. And understand that it's going to require a lot of effort and a lot of work. It's, on the other side of it, this can be very rewarding. You'll develop relationships as these players that you're under get better, and over time those are very rewarding to you. But it's not a job for someone that thinks it's just going to be you're going to come in and work out and that's going to be the end of it. You're going to put in long hours, long days, and it takes a lot.
Coach, how would you describe how your program has evolved over the years, you know, over the last 25 years?
Well, it's evolved because in the way that we do more things with our athletes, and we train all of our athletes. There's virtually no athlete at Virginia Tech that doesn't train and train year-round. And we're not just training in the weight room. I mean, we're very active in their conditioning programs in the off-season, their speed work. It's just there's just more things than that we do with these athletes than we used to, in terms of we don't just lift weights.
Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to ask you about, during your talk, you talked about, besides the book that you just mentioned, you mentioned another book, and you had a lot of things and interesting things in that you liked.
Well, I've been very fortunate to co-author two books, and this book that we have out now, the co-author is a friend of mine, Dr. Tony Catarizano. He's an exercise physiologist at Furman University, and this last book is called The Ultimate Guide to Physical Training for Football, and I think that it's a very good book because it's a very comprehensive, and it's written in a way that it can apply to high school athletes and college athletes, and really has different levels of training programs.
And that book is out right now?
It is out. Sports Publishing produced it, and you can get it at Amazon. And if you just put Mike Gentry or The Ultimate Guide to Physical Training for Football, you'll find it.
Coach, Virginia Tech, you're getting ready to head back out of Knoxville today and head back there What happens when you get back? What's next? What's on tap?
You know, our program has grown to such a point that we actually have three strength and conditioning facilities on campus and a large strength and conditioning staff. We call our team the athletic performance team, and that includes sports nutrition and sports psychology. So we've got a large group of people working with these athletes. From a football side of things, we're in our seventh. We're going into our seventh week of our winter program. So this will be a big testing week for us, where we'll actually do max testing on the lifts that we concentrate on, and we'll get a 40 time and vertical jump and those kind of things. So this is the week that these guys have been looking forward to. They've been training 6 weeks for this lift.
Coach Mike Gentry, he's the head strength and conditioning coach at Virginia Tech. We appreciate you spending some time today with us, Coach.
That's right, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.